The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everyone at The Dating Show. I have some very exciting news.
Are you ready? Tell him, are you?
I'm going to tell him. Everybody, are you ready for this?
Oh, I think we're talking about different things.
No, we're definitely talking about the same thing. Guys, this is a moment I'd like to share.
No, because in my head, I'm thinking about something else you've just told me.
No, not that.
Oh, no, not that. Okay,
no, another thing. I was going to say,
I've got some very exciting news.
There were two things I was going to share, but maybe one of them's not quite ready to come out yet.
No, I wouldn't share that one.
The first one, okay, I won't share.
We'll feature that on a future show.
Okay, as much as Pete has, like, his levels are fucking low, this one could be a little bit too far, so I'm not going to go there. But what I am going to say, are you ready? Pete, will you drum roll me, please? Ready? I'm coming home. I don't know what to do. All I know is how to get on the plane and land at Heathrow in a couple of weeks. I'm very excited. Pete can't talk because he's so excited.
I am excited, and also I feel like I chose the wrong song.
That was the first thing that came to my mind. What would you like me to sing? Or just announce it as a normal person. Guys, I'm coming home. I am actually leaving Bali and coming back to London.
Leaving on a jet plane.
Don't know
when I'll be back again.
I am coming back.
Yeah, but...
That's the wrong fucking song, isn't it?
Well, no, because if you do leaving on a jet plane, I don't know when I'll be back in, then you go, 26!
Or, don't know when I'll be back in Bali.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
Because you're leaving
Done.
There. Beautiful. Should we try it?
Yeah, go.
Leaving on a jet plane.
Don't know when I'll be back.
All right. Okay, so the point of that is, because that was a fucking disaster, is Cece's coming home.
That made me really hot. A bit sweaty.
Yeah, you dirty bitch.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Right, so on that bombshell of Cece coming home, which means we're going to be reunited, and I think when we are reunited, we're going to do the show together.
I feel so sorry for the world.
I think that's what we should do. We should do your first show back together.
Okay, I was going to say I feel more so sorry for the one person I feel really, really bad for is Georgia, our producer.
Yes.
Because she has to watch whatever happens go down, you know?
And then edit
around it.
Yeah, it'll be fucking exciting. So you are listening to The Dating Show on FUBAR Radio, and we have got a topic this week of sweet versus psycho.
So excited for this.
This is going to be an interesting one. Our guest is... a friend of mine, Sophie Kasaya, from Geordie Shore. We love Soph. We're also going to be doing weird and wonderful dating news, listeners' questions and stories. But before we do that...
Oh, Peach, I want you to give me a good one now, because the story that I told you before we went on air that isn't quite ready for air was quite low. So this, I feel like, you know the game Would You Rather?
Yes.
Like, and I'm very, very good at playing that. Like,
it's because you've fucking done everything, dirty bitch.
You dirty bitch. go on, give it to me.
See what I mean? Things like that.
Yeah.
Go on, give it to me.
Cool. Dirty bitch. Yeah. You dirty bitch.
Right. Dear. So, this week's dating sex book.
Go.
The Lawnmower.
The Lawnmower. Is it where you just keep going all day, every day, just bam, 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 back and forth until my housemate is outside, so I don't want to complete my sentence.
Well, I think you should. They've lived with you for enough time. No, you dirty bitch. All right, fine. Well, I'm going to tell you then, as you won't complete your sentence.
Yeah.
The lawnmower. It's when a guy is getting a girl. Oh, sorry. It's when a guy is fucking a girl doggy style.
Yeah.
He reaches forward and knocks her arms out from underneath her. Then he pushes her across the room while he's still fucking her.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Yeah. You ever been lawnmowed?
Probably. Mowed? Yeah.
You ever been mowed?
Mowed. I think mowed is better. Should we just change?
Yeah,
you've been mowed. That's quite. Have you ever mowed? Whacked someone's arms out the way and then just carried on.
Yeah, fucking just fucked around the room like she's a dirty bitch.
Yeah, dirty bitch.
I don't know why I keep doing that, but I'm obsessed with it now.
Oh, they keep it coming. Like, it's like Bristolian, right?
Well, yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, let's go with it. Let's go with Bristolian. Okay. So that's getting lawn mowed. The lawnmower getting mowed.
Interesting. It wasn't as low as I thought it was going to be, but it's okay because I feel like our topic might get low anyway. So
yeah, well,
that's the aim.
Next show, would you like saying even lower then? Do you want me to bring up something along like what sort of lines, like how low are we going? You want me to bring up sort of discharge or something?
That usually sets the bar, yeah. Do you know what the problem is? We talk before we do this podcast. So whatever level we come in the bar of the show. So if we came in and was just like, oh, it's just all love and happiness. I'm sure the show would be a lot more easy to listen to. George would be a very happy producer and life would be better. But we don't like doing that.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, the people that listen to the Dayton show on the regular will know that we get quite low. And if you think that's low, then you should hear mine and Cece's normal conversations.
Private stories, yes.
Because they are low.
Low, yeah.
How low can you go? Not as low as us. Right. Well, listen, that was the dating sex book for the week.
Thank you.
Will endeavour to get a more disgusting lower one for you.
Get fucking raw. Yeah. I'll,
yeah. See.
Yeah.
Whoa. That really, yeah. Turn me on. Yeah. So I'm going to do the rest of the show with a hard on.
Okay. Do it with a hard on with a Brazilian accent.
Dirty bitch.
I love it. Okay.
Weird and wonderful dating news. My girlfriend poured paint over me after she caught me watching straight porn. A 34-year-old woman's girlfriend was so angry when she discovered she'd been watching heterosexual porn that she poured paint over her. The woman used to date men when she was in her 20s, but stopped when she realised that although she enjoyed their company, she didn't particularly enjoy sex with them. Even with that being the case, she preferred to watch heterosexual porn rather than gay porn. She didn't tell her partner because she didn't think it was a problem. The woman has said that she was clearly wrong and blames herself for not being upfront about what she likes to watch.
I don't know if you can, unless it's like fucking animal porn. I don't think you can really judge someone on their porn. Because if we all knew what I watched, fuck me, I probably wouldn't have a job anymore. So
yeah, you're known as the Bali Bukkake queen, aren't you?
Well, we all know how bad mine is because I got blocked. So that's how bad the level of it is. Yeah. So I don't know if you can really, I mean, straight and heterosexual, I mean, homosexual, heterosexual porn, who fucking cares what it is? But is she just more angry that she just found her watching and being aroused by other people? Is that what it's about?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't really understand. Yeah, a little bit. Pouring paint over someone else is pathetic.
Paint's a bit much. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's fucking stupid.
For porn, it's a bit extreme.
But I think it might be that she's got a hang up about the fact that she used to date men anyway and used to fuck geezers anyway and said that she didn't like fucking men, which is why she ended up fucking women. And then actually maybe she's thinking, well you obviously did enjoy sex with men, otherwise you wouldn't be watching heterosexual.
Yeah, well, maybe she's trying to help her partner out, and like rather than giving her an insecurity, she's trying to say, oh no, I'm not into, you know, I'm still gay, I'm not straight, and maybe she's trying to help her out by telling her what she watches, but actually she's fucked herself over. We should have just been honest in the first place. Question for you, Pete.
For you, potentially.
Thank you very much, Lee. What would bother you? So say you caught your girlfriend watching porn. Would there be any type of porn that you'd be like, nah, do you know what? That's fucked up. Or that annoys me. Or that can't think of a word. No?
No. I don't think anything. No, not really. Provided it was all legal. No, I don't think anything would really.
Really.
I mean, I'm probably the wrong person to ask.
Yeah, well, that's why I asked you. Did you help our listeners out? You make them feel good about themselves.
No, I don't think there is anything because listen, porn's porn. Like it's a lot of the time, porn is what's the word? It's not, you don't watch porn, which is the typical sex that you have a lot of the time.
Yeah, 100%.
So what's the word I'm looking for? fantasy. So a lot of it is kind of fantasy kind of stuff, you know, like people like the weird stuff, yeah, or whatever that they don't do with their fucking wives or partners, mm-hmm, or whatever else. So I don't think there is anything that that would really bother me.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah, some things would probably bother me. Yeah.
Oh, is that it? You're not going to.
No, I can't really be bothered to just go into it. I've actually had an argument with a boyfriend about it before, but it was a few years ago when I was less mature, but now I'm so mature. I've got my shit together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously. Yeah, now you're so mature and you've become a sex pest. So a lot of things don't bother you as much.
This actually goes on to topic, sweet versus psycho. So would I be called sweet and caring for caring what my boyfriend's porn is, or would I be called psycho for caring what porn he watches? You know? Perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you'd be called sweet and caring.
Really? Well, she cares so much about what I watch.
Have you ever been called psycho? This is a very interesting topic, and I can't wait for these responses, because I see you as a very sweet, delightful creature, one of my favourite people in the entire world, and I can't imagine you being a bit nutty. However, I have also seen sides to you that make me think you would potentially smother a boyfriend with a pillow in his sleep.
Correct.
So I think every
every
woman has the potential to be both sweet and psycho, and I quite like the little bit of crazy.
So right, there's different levels to this, and it's a really difficult one. I think when you're not experienced maybe in relationships and people, and as we all were at one stage in our life, some people still are, it's very easy to label someone a psycho. And, you know, you're in an argument, you're being fucking crazy, stop being so psycho. But I think I've said this before on the podcast, and this was something that I found very, it just really helped me out when I was arguing with people. My therapist once said to me, if it is hysterical, it's historical. So if you are acting hysterically, it's a historical thing, trigger. Because why would you be triggered by something if it wasn't a problem, if it hadn't happened before? You know, if you imagine we're just born, right?
So if it's hysterical, it's historical.
Yeah.
Fucking phrase that is.
Isn't it? So isn't say it? I kick off, say you, I don't know, you come in late, right? You said you're going to be back at 11, you come in at 11:30, and I go absolutely ballistic. You know, it's like, why is she going so ballistic? The worst thing that someone could do then is say, you're fucking crazy, it's 30 minutes. You know, in an ideal world, our partners would come to us and they'd say, darling, what's going on? You know, there's obviously a trigger here. Darling, what is going on? Why are you so triggered by me coming home 30 minutes late?
Who are you dating, Prince Charles?
Darling.
Darling.
I'm using it. Darling, what is going on?
You dirty bitch.
Darling, what is going on? You dirty bitch. You fucking... No. But you see what I'm saying? But not everyone is going to say that, because when you're in the moment and you're also triggered, why would you then, you know, if your partner is going absolutely ballistic at you, it's really hard to be like, okay, let me just think, this is from her past. This isn't a me issue. This is something from, you know, someone else has triggered this before. It's quite hard to analyze that whole situation when both people are heated.
Yeah, I agree. I like it. I like that little monologue you did there, and I agree with it.
Well, thank you very much.
I just, the main reason I agree with it is because when I don't agree with you, you go psycho. So, yes, Cece, whatever you say. Fuck was that?
I've been using this actually. I've said this a few times on the podcast. So no one's called me. I don't think anyone's called me psycho, because whatever the definition of psycho is, you know, everyone you could fucking look the wrong way and be like, "Somebody's looking at me."
Shall I tell you where it came from? All right.
Yeah, go on, tell me, and then I'll tell you something else after.
Men have been calling women psychos since the early 1900s. Shortly before women gained the right to vote, President Woodrow Wilson tried to have suffragist and female rights activist Alice Paul locked up in an asylum for being crazy. After an examination by the doctor, it was found that Alice didn't have a crazy bone in her body. It was then that the doctor explained courage in women is often mistaken for insanity. The labelling of women as psycho or crazy is now ingrained in our culture. Not only that, but articles aimed towards men to highlight the warning signs you need to look out for if you think you're dating a psycho girl began popping up. The articles towards women offered advice on how to avoid becoming a psycho girlfriend, offering tips such as don't nag him or cut back on your texts. Branding someone as psycho only stigmatizes mental illness in such a way that dangerous myths, which make sufferers want to hide away, are perpetuated.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And also, it's actually quite sad because I've definitely read those articles. You know, in my 20s, I would have been like, how do I stop being naggy? Or how do I stop like thinking that I'm being possessive? And, you know, if I was cheated on massively to the fucking other level. So no wonder I'm going to be like, why are you not responding to my texts? Because the last time that happened, that was because I was being cheated on. So it all makes sense. And these articles are almost telling you that you can't have those feelings. You know, well, actually, that's you being naggy.
Yeah. So there's some generalizations which are made on the word psycho for women. And this is generally what, if you're talking about a woman who is potentially psycho, what you say is psycho, generally means that she is clingy, overprotective, territorial, argumentative, emotional, obsessive, jealous, or controlling. And then male-female attitudes towards the word psycho. If you refer to a man as psycho, it generally means that he's, unsafe, a danger, and potentially a serial killer. However, when it comes to a woman, it could mean anything from her sending too many texts, jumping to conclusions, or nagging you on a night out. It's very different between man and female. If a bloke's a psycho, you generally think, fuck me. It's Ted Bundy. If a female's a psycho, you think, fuck me, she sent me two texts in a row.
Exactly.
It's a massive gap between what we consider men psycho, male psycho to female psycho to be.
But imagine if, like, even just looking at the words there, clingy, overprotective, territorial, argumentative, whatever, emotional. Imagine using those words instead of psycho. How much more of an understanding would each person have if you use those words? Like, if you just said to me, Cece, you're a fucking psycho, I'm like, what does that mean? Whereas if you said, Cece, you're being very territorial, I'm going to go, ah, yeah, maybe I am.
I do feel like you get very territorial over me when it comes to me working with anyone else.
And argumentative and emotional, obsessive, jealous.
And you're a little bit obsessive, yeah. I have been meaning to talk to you about the multiple messages you sent me in the middle of the night saying, you dirty bitch, you dirty bitch, come here.
Why are you telling everybody?
Come here.
Come here, you dirty bitch.
Come here, you dirty bitch.
Stop sharing.
So, yeah, do you know what? It's a bit of a weird one. I mean, listen.
Called girls psycho?
If I'm honest, yeah, I have, yeah. Yeah.
In an argument or behind the back?
No, not in an argument. Because to be honest with you, in an argument, I'm quite... I am when it comes to arguing with a girl, yeah. I'm quite placid, but also I'm quite to the point. Rather than just going, oh, you're a fucking psycho, I would be more like, well, I'll tell you what you've done. This is what you've done. This is what I don't like. Fucking stop it.
See, that's more helpful. That's really... but then behind the back, you call them psycho.
And then I've certainly gone to the pub with the boys and be like, she's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Which isn't right, but, you know, I have done that.
I get it.
I don't think I've ever been called psycho. In fact, I have, but for a different reason. I've been called psycho because I'm unemotional and cold, apparently.
Oh, what's that? Makes you a psychopath?
Yeah. Can you hear her?
Yeah, she likes that. She agrees. Yep, I agree.
Yeah, incapable of human emotion, which makes me psycho. But I do think it's very different. Like, yeah, men don't really get called psycho, because psycho towards men, it's a really interesting one, that is generally that they are properly a dangerous fucking human in society. Whereas women, it can be anything, you get called a psycho. If women get something wrong, let's say, you know, if a woman jumps to a conclusion about something and then, I don't know, how can I?
Well, like, so say, you, let's use me, you know, we're friends, right? And if I said to you, like, let's use me. And I'm dating someone, and I said to you, and I came to you really upset and said, Pete, like, he's called me a psycho. Like, it's really fucking bothered me. Does that make you feel differently about maybe using the word? Or
yeah, of course it does. Yeah, yeah. I mean, even now, I mean, this is certainly, you know, when I was younger, there's people are emotional for all sorts of different reasons. You never know the path someone's walked. Do you know what I mean? And I think when I was younger, certainly, like, anything like that, I'd be like, fucking, she's nuts. But actually, as you get older, you realise that actually it's not psycho behaviour. Like you said, a lot of the time it is just things that people have been through before and triggers that make people act in a way that is maybe not not usual for them. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's all sorts of different things happen. But also, just because if a woman was a bit clingy, I don't think that's psycho. If she's overprotective, I don't think that's psycho. Territory, I don't think any of them things are particularly... Obsessive is a bit psycho, but I don't think, because when people come obsessed, it is a bit obsessed. I don't like that word. I don't think that's a good thing to become. I don't think it's a good thing to become obsessed with someone.
No, but then, like, again, it's maybe I've just done too much fucking therapy, but, like, that's all down to, like, you know, someone might have lost a parent, so then they have abandonment issues, so they come across as obsessive.
But I think that's a dangerous one, though, obsession.
It is. What I always find fascinating and why humans are just brilliant is that we're all born with nothing, right? So we're all neutral. You come out the womb and then you're just this, like, that you learn all this. So someone taught us how to be obsessive. Someone taught us how to be jealous. Someone taught us how to be argumentative. We weren't born with these things. So it is all about...
Was it someone that taught, or society, I think, also teaches you to be some of these things as well?
Well, if you know, parents, if your parents are the first people that teach you what love is, right? And I do that with this, because if your parents aren't showing that the love that we all strive to have, then you think that obsession, overprotective, clingy, argumentative and whatever else is the way to love somebody. I might think that that's normal. You know, unfortunately, it's not, but maybe my parents were like that. So I'm just learning from them. And yeah, we can watch movies and all the rest of it, but you start watching movies when you're how old? 5, 6, 7 or whatever. You know, your parents are the ones that are there right from birth teaching you all these things. So it's a minefield. I could talk about this forever because I do find it fascinating. But no, I don't think I've ever been called a psycho, but I've definitely been, those words weren't used. But do you remember me saying that boyfriend that said, where's the girl from the TV? That's basically the same thing, because I was acting a certain way, which to him was like, whoa, that's psycho. So where I want to see you being sweet.
In the same vein as well, blokes, obviously I can only talk about this from a geezer's point of view when it comes to women. So, but as much as blokes go, oh yeah, she's fucking nuts, I do feel like some blokes buzz off a girl going nutty, like, about them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
as much as they go, oh, fuck me, she's so clingy, overprotective, territorial, like all them sort of things. But then if she wasn't like that, I feel like blokes would be like, well, I don't understand. Do you know what I mean? I've got friends who always, oh, yeah, she's fucking nuts. I don't know what it is. They just fall in love with me. And it's because you want them to be like that. You've made them that way. Because actually, if she wasn't like that and a girl was really chilled about stuff, you're a bit like, oh, I don't understand it. I don't get it. And it makes them feel uncomfortable. So I do think some people actually encourage that sort of behaviour and then moan about it.
You're bang on. I used to think stalkery behavior was someone showing they cared. Someone was like obsessive or always turning up or turning up when you've already said goodbye, I was like, oh my God, he loves me. That's how my mind thought that was normal. I had to like retrain my brain to know that that's actually obsessive behavior. It's not normal. So I used to thrive on it. I used to like it. And when boyfriends weren't doing it, so like, I think you've told me before that girlfriends would say to you like, hello, are you fucking into me? Because, you know, you're not jealous. You're not jealous when I talk to another guy. I associate jealousy as someone that loves me.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly the same thing. I think that's why some women struggle with the way I am sometimes, because I'm not really like that. Because just because I'm not constantly on someone's case, or you know, I've got people who be like, you can't wear that, you can't do this, or get jealous about this. It's because he cares. Well, is it? Because I'm not like that doesn't mean that I don't care. But then, and that's what I mean. Some people like a little bit of fucking crazy because it makes them feel wanted and it makes them feel validated and whatever else. And I think that's a very dangerous.
So basically, if you want a really chilled, relaxed, horizontal boyfriend, date Pete Wicks.
Yeah.
Should we intro our guest? Sophie, your mate, let's get her on.
Come on, Sophie. Sophie is best known for appearing in Geordie Shore. She then took a little break and went back. She used to date Joel Corry, who's had a few hits recently. She's had a few short relationships, but she's single again now.
Ooh, let's bring her on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
We're fucking fabulous. How are you? Where have you been all my life?
Fucking everywhere. Everywhere.
We feel like we've got the perfect topic for you, Sweet versus Psycho.
Right, okay.
I'm excited about this one because I imagine you've got loads of stories. But before we do that, we're going to play a little game with you. We're just going to tickle your balls a little bit and do some quick fire questions, all right?
Sweet, let's do it.
Date night in or date night out?
Date night out.
Kissing or cuddling?
Kissing.
Giving gifts or receiving gifts?
Receive.
Dating apps or meeting in person?
In person, even though I would like to go on dating apps, I just obviously can't. So, in person.
Whose opinion is of your partner is more important, friends or families?
Oh, friends.
PDA or stay away?
PDA.
Oh, God, you disgust me on so many levels.
I'm awful. Yeah,
I've seen it.
I'd do anything public. I'd even give a BJ. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, you would.
We've all been there.
You dirty bitch.
Dating several people at once or dating one person at a time?
One person at a time.
Dream job or dream partner?
Oh, dream partner.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. And we know now you're single, right? Single or taken was the question.
Absolutely single. I couldn't be more single if I tried.
Well, we're going to start this because I feel like this is probably the most interesting question for you, Soph, right?
Oh, right, go on.
Have you ever been called a psycho? Here we go. Well, let's go.
Right, okay, this is fab. Are you ready for this?
Get yourself in, CC.
Are you ready for this one? So I've not only just been called a psycho, I've actually got it tattooed on me.
Oh, wow.
Fuck me.
So here we go. So
okay.
Back in the day, you know, when I was a little bit younger, I went on Just Tattoo with Us with Charlotte, for Charlotte's show. Anyways, obviously I was with my ex-partner at the time. And I didn't know what I was getting tattooed. I didn't know anything about this. But of course, when you're younger, boys always call you a psycho. They're like, you're a psycho. So I never thought he would go this far to actually get it tattooed. So the big reveal. Are we ready?
Okay, oh my gosh.
Yeah. I can't wait for this.
Wait there. Psycho Sophie.
Oh wow. My God, that is so funny.
So basically, I've had Psycho Sophie tattooed on us. And now that I'm 32 and I meet a new partner, like, I'm not that girl anymore. But I have to be reminded of my childhood behaviour, like, every day of my life. So
would you get that removed?
Well, this is what I've thought before. Do I get it removed or do I just accept that that was a part of me? And like things today, if you get asked about psycho behaviour, then yeah, I'm open about it. And it's always been a part of it since I was young. Obviously, I've grown up now. So no, now.
Because you're saying that you were then. So what's your like definition of you being psycho? What would you do?
I think, like, because I was taught I was a psycho for so long, it, like, made us become it. So like when you're in a younger relationship and social media is such a big part of your life, like it was for me, like we can see everything. Like as girls, like we can find out everything that boys don't understand.
I've got a story actually about you, Sophie.
Oh God.
Sophie used to date a guy that I semi sort of knew. And I remember being out in London with Lockie and a few other people and getting a message. And this guy was there. Now, he wasn't necessarily like a friend of mine. He was out with the boys that I was with. And I got a message from Sophie saying, what the fuck do you think you're doing? You're supposed to be my friend. I went, Sophie, I didn't invite, like, he's just here. I didn't invite him. And she was like, nah, it's a liberty. I can't believe you're fucking out with him. And I was like,
I went
Yeah, and literally, like, what sort of fucking mate are you? I was like, oh, fucking hell.
No, I went, no.
And he kept going, Pete, do you want a drink? I was like, no, it's fine.
Oh, my God, no, I went full Georgie on you, and I do apologise for that behaviour. But when you're going through a breakup, right, you are literally not who...
They'd split up 15 years before.
No, but... 15 minutes. It was 15 minutes, 2 weeks. But when you break up with a boy, you honestly are, like, you lose your head. It's like... Obviously, you can understand, like, as girls, I don't know what it is when you go through these breakups. It's like, you're just a shadow of your former self. It's like, you lose who you are. Like, obviously, now I would never think of messaging Pete, like, going on like that ever in a million years, but you're just in a
different... I really enjoyed it, Sophie, turned me on.
Well, I bet you bloody did. I bet you thrived off of that.
Loved it.
But yeah, I think being younger, and I was in the industry where I'm very public, my relationship was public, you know, anything that the boy did, it would be all over. So I used to get a lot of messages about girls being like, oh, I've had a threesome with your boyfriend, and oh my God, your boyfriend was in my bed last night. So when I was getting these messages, obviously I was like trying to figure out what the hell was going on. I remember there's this one girl messaged and she was like, oh, I was with your boyfriend last night. And I was like, well, he did pay his. I was like, go on then, tell us what door number. She told me the door number. I was like, oh. And then I said, well, what hotel? She told me the hotel. And then she went, well, we've been texting. I went, what's his number then? She had his number. And then I was like, okay, I need to ring you. So I rang the girl and she taught me everything. So then obviously when I've confronted the ex, he's like, she's lying. She's got my number from somewhere. And obviously being young, I was like, oh yeah, maybe she is lying. Maybe she is. And long story short, I actually believed the ex in the end. And this went on for 7 years. So yes, no wonder I was psycho. That's because I believe the boys make you psycho though. Like, if you're in a nice, comfortable relationship and everything's hunky-dory, you don't need to behave like that.
Exactly, yeah.
It's what you said before, wasn't it, Cece?
Yeah, I've had lots of therapy over the years, and my great therapist once said to
not
me...
Not enough, that, but...
I mean, listen, we've all had it. I get it.
She said to me that when you're acting hysterical, it's historical.
Mm.
So why would you just suddenly act hysterical out of nowhere? But if someone's made you that way, or something, not someone, but something's happened to you to get that reaction, then you're going to act a certain way. And if your partner doesn't understand that, then the easiest label is you're fucking crazy or you're a psycho, rather than asking the question.
But then sometimes, right, like girls that I've spoken to are like, you need to literally be psycho with the boy, they'll love it when you're psycho. Like, this is what
that's a bit you, innit?
Yeah, like some boys are attracted to these psycho behaviour girls. So what is that then, Pete?
Yeah, what is it, Pete?
whoa, slow the
we
fuck
know
down.
You love it. You, we know you love a crazy bitch.
No, but right, listen, there's different types of crazy. I think this is what I was just saying before you came on, Sophie, is I think that some people encourage that behaviour because it makes them feel wanted. So I'm fairly chilled, which is... probably an issue for a lot of women because they don't understand why I'm not fucking jealous and fucking obsessive and all that sort of stuff. I'm just not like that, and I don't think it's a healthy way to be. And actually, I don't think it's a healthy way for a girl to be with a geezer either. I don't like it when women are like that. I like crazy as in they're a bit wild, like on a night out type thing.
Yeah.
Not crazy as in someone who's like, where the fuck are you? What are you doing? I don't like that crazy. No one likes that crazy.
Mm.
But it is the problem is that a lot of guys do like that because it makes them feel wanted. It makes them feel, if their bird's obsessed with them, that's what they want. So they almost get a bird to the point, promise the world and do all that sort of stuff. So they are obsessed. How many times have you had a guy, and you've got a lot of guy mates, Soph, who have been like, oh, she's obsessed with me. She loves me. It's because they've led them to that point it feeds the ego. If someone's obsessed with you and they're fucking over the top, then you think, I'm the bollocks. That's such a bad way to be. And I do think a lot of people encourage that behavior and then moan about it after. But actually it's your fault that you've fucking done that. You haven't left them in a position where they're feeling completely comfortable in a relationship, and actually it's because you want them to obsess over you so that you've got an upper hand. It's a power struggle. It's like a power thing, isn't it? And certainly for guys, I know a lot of guys that do that when it comes to women, and it's probably the same for women. I know, you know, girls and girls have tried to do it with me, where they try and make a guy jealous, and they try and do this and they try and do that and get a reaction because they want that behavior, because it validates them and makes them feel more wanted. And actually,
they're insecure. Really
sad, it's a really sad fucking way of doing things.
It's funny you say that, because like recently I was with a boy, like I think it was last year, actually it was last year. And he was besotted. Like, he was besotted by us and he idolized us. But the thing was, it's like, because he was like that, I didn't want it. It was like, because he was like so obsessed and needy and wanted it, I was like, oh, just like leave us alone. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, where do you win then? Do you know what I mean? What kind of person do you want? Do you want the obsessive crazy, or do you want the one who's just laid back and doesn't give a shit?
But I think that's
in the middle, right? You want the balance. Mm.
But I think that's why people go through so many different relationships that don't work out, and why you end up having a lot of relationships that you kind of look at it and think, fuck me, I couldn't think of anything worse than being in a relationship. Because a lot of people settle for what's not right for them, because people aren't happy just to fucking wait for the person, where you haven't got to think about, am I being too psycho? You just naturally do you. And that's what everyone should strive to have, but a lot of people don't do that, and that's why there are so many fucking weird relationships.
Yeah, there is.
So that's just my opinion.
Sensing a little bit of a bad taste.
Wow, Monday morning.
Monday morning. Fucking 34 this year and still single. Wonder why.
Listen, 32. But you know what, Pete, right? Like, with the age thing, I'm 32, right? And yes.
Cece's, we're all 30s in mid 30s.
36.
You know, and honestly, Cece as well, like, sometimes, yes, I'll get down and I'll compare. Like, I'm really bad for it, but this year I've stopped. And I'm just getting to a point now where, you know what, I've seen all my friends, like, half of them aren't perfect. Half of them hate the fellas. They've got that they had the kids. And they're like, listen, life is an absolute shambles. But now that I'm at this age now, I've finally accepted where, you know what, it's going to come. And when it comes, it's going to be absolutely perfect.
100%.
So I'm just like, it's not like I'm waiting and waiting, but I just know that it's coming. So
join the club, me and CC.
So until then, it's like, I'm just going to go out. If I'm going to party, I'm going to party while I can. Like,
you know what? Every boyfriend has been an upgrade of the last one. And this is the journey that I'm so enjoying, because I'm like, I'm just going to keep going up.
Better and better.
And just, better and better until I've got to the point where someone deserves to be with me for doing all the stuff that I've done, the work, and vice versa. But I can't, I'm just like, when that comes, it will come. Yeah. I'm really not rushing to meet.
Pete, you've got a dirty mind. I know what you were thinking there. I knew what he was thinking.
Dirty batch.
So,
obviously, people have seen you kind of grow up a little bit on TV, on Geordie Shore and all that sort of stuff. And I would assume, I might be wrong here, but I'm not, that people... that you've got a bit of a reputation probably being the psycho in kind of public life, and guys that meet you will probably think, oh, because she's going to be really wild because of Geordie Shore and all that sort of stuff. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think like every time I've sort of met a boy, the thing is with me, it's very...
Because you're actually really sweet and actually really lovely, like to be fair. But I imagine people that don't know you would think, fuck, she's going to be crazy, like she's going to be fucking nuts.
I get judged all the time when I'm dating. Every single boy that I've dated, like, it only lasts about 3 months. I think, like, they get really sucked into it. They think, oh, my God, this is going to be great. This is going to be like, you know, I'm going out with Sophie off Geordie Shore. It's going to be fun and everything like that. And then I don't go psycho because I literally have changed now. I'm so cool. Like, I don't care. Do what you want, when you want. I've got my own shit going on. I don't really care. The only thing that I need is love and affection. I don't need anything else from a man. I've got everything myself. Yeah. And I think sometimes I can put them off when I've got my shit together because I don't need them for anything. But like you said, yes, when I have been dating, I was actually texting a boy the other day and he's like, you know what, you still go out, you still party, you're still crazy. Like, I'm not into that anymore. Like, I just want to chill. You know who he is as well, Pete.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
All right.
And anyways, I was like,
oh, yeah. I love that bit of gossip.
I was like, yeah.
Can't wait for this. Fucking anyway, nice to see you.
He's an Essex boy. But yeah, and it's like, we've been texting for ages. And, you know, really got was the fact that, like, people do think, you know, I am crazy and I still go out and all that kind of thing. Yes, I go out.
But what the fuck is wrong with going out?
But this is what I said before.
What's wrong with it? I don't get it.
When, like, Sophie, you just said it, we all know you like a crazy, like, as in me, like a crazy bird. I do. That's the sort of crazy I like. I want to go out and I want to do spontaneous and wild stuff. And I also want to have nights in and do that. That's good crazy. That's wild. And I think wild is very different. Psycho.
Not what you want.
Being wild and being that, do what you want, still go out and still do all that sort of stuff. That's fucking
great.
You don't
go out a psycho night out. You said a wild night out.
But that's how bad this kind of name has got for people when called psycho. That going out is considered psycho. That's not considered. That's not psycho. No.
And of course, but the thing is, what's hard for me is people like can probably look back on Geordie and see the behaviour of when I was young, erratic, and obviously was getting triggered constantly.
So. But who wasn't like that? It's just different that yours was on TV. Like, who the fuck hasn't done all that sort of stuff?
Exactly.
So you do grow.
Yeah, of course you do.
And of course now, like, the thing is, when you meet boys in your 30s, it's not like they're gonna behave like they're in the 20s anymore, so you're not really gonna go on as psycho anyways because you're older and you don't give a fuck. Like, if they're pissing you off, you just go fuck off or find someone else.
So do you ever change? Do you ever think to yourself, if you're seeing someone or in a relationship or whatever else, are you ever scared to act a certain way in case you're perceived as being a psycho?
I do keep me cool now. It's not act in a certain way. It's just think about
it. Do you naturally do that? Or it's not because you think, fuck, I can't do that in case he thinks I'm fucking nuts?
No. I don't care now. I've just got to the point where I don't care. I'll literally just be me. But if something's really winding us up or I'm thinking something, I'll take a minute. I'll breathe. I'll really think, like, do I need to approach this boy and ask him why he's just followed that girl? Do I really need to do that? So I'll just think about it. I'll breathe, and then if I want to do it, I'll do it in a different way. Like, I'll be very approachable to the situation, rather than like, what are you following these girls for? Like, going crazy. So yeah. I go in a different approach. I don't go psycho. I go like more calm.
So, psycho. And when it comes to like your friends, like girlfriends, have they ever told you stories and you've gone, fuck me, you're a psycho?
Absolutely, yeah. But where Geordie's? We're Geordie girls, and we are renowned for being, like, a bit cray-cray. But that's us, like, that's our nature. We're feisty, like, we don't hold back. And that's just the way we've all been brought up. So, yes, a lot of stories I hear every single day from a lot of my friends. I mean, especially the Geordie girls. I mean, Charlotte, Chloe, you name it, all of us have did crazy things.
Cece, do you ever do that? When you got like your friends,
do you think it's more like
northern girl thing?
No, so far I can tell you now.
You're Essex, that's different.
No. It's up and down the country. That behaviour is up and down the country.
Yeah. Cece, like, have you ever like let it all out, psycho behaviour?
Oh, fuck me, yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely fucking hell. Yeah. But I'm also okay with it because I'm like, do you know what? Like, I needed to do that at that time. My reaction to everything is what I need to do in that moment. Mm-hmm. And if it is to someone wants to class that as psycho, so fucking what? Just ask me more questions, learn a bit more about me and learn that maybe that is a massive trigger. It's not that I'm psycho, maybe I am psycho. And what? You know, I just think the right person will take you as you are.
Completely.
Like, I probably wound up men a lot and made them psycho. If that's the word we're using, and vice versa. But that was what I needed to do in that time. I needed a reaction. Maybe they need a reaction.
And I think you just learn from it. I think, like, you learn. But I think, like, obviously society is different now because it's, like, accepted. Like, I mean, the songs, like, Cupid, Psycho. And, like, girls are using it in captions and stuff. So it's, like, for us, it's easier for the boys to then call us psychos as well, which is then going to make us more. When you're getting called something over and over again, you end up becoming it.
Yeah, so, like, it's a
lot more easier.
If someone said that to me now, I'd take it. I wouldn't react to it, but is in a psychotic way, but I would take it very fucking badly because I'd be like, but you're calling me that at this age, then you've got the fucking problem.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
Like, that's when we're clearly not right. If you're if you're using words like that, then you clearly need to go and do your work and learn about fucking people.
Yeah, so, I'm the same, exactly.
So the last question before we move on to our little game then is, do you think the word psycho is thrown around a bit too much by people?
I do. Like I've just said, I think boys easily call girls a psycho way of getting out. So it's going to be their cover up. So if there's a drama going on and you've called a boy out, he will instantly say, you're moving mad here. Like, you're being psycho. So then it makes you think, oh my God, maybe I am being psycho. Okay, maybe this scenario isn't what's happening. So I think it's easy to throw that word out.
It's so shit because it does such damage to people when you start doubting yourself. Like, am I the psycho? Am I the problem?
Yeah.
And then, you know, self-esteem,
a lot of the time though, Cece, you are the problem.
Pete, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Honestly, Cece, you must have the patience of a saint to do
this. Working with him.
Oh my God. Oh. Well,
she's
done.
My work wife.
You know what I drop every time? I drop the fact that I'm in Bali. I'm in a nice hot country. Every time he says something, I'm like, oh, Pete, I'm still here. I'm in Bali. So
She's been in Bali for 3 months. It got to the point where actually I was too much for her, so she had to leave and go to the other side of the fucking world. Right, so you know a little bit about the game we're going to play?
Yeah, go on.
Two truths, one lie.
Yeah, I did this.
You need three really short stories where you're going to... We've got to guess which one's the lie. Right.
We're ready.
Story number one. Yeah, just so you know, Cece is very good at this and gets it right every week. And I don't think we've done, 50-odd shows? I don't think I've ever got one right.
Right, okay.
I'm very easy to lie to, apparently.
You've got a couple.
Yeah, only because sometimes I just pick what you pick.
Right, I've got this. You ready? Oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to tell these stories. Two truths, one lie. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. So I went on a date with a boy and I actually...
It's a liar.
No, went on a date. So I went on a date with a boy and I was sitting and there was actually a candle behind us, like a little candle in this really nice restaurant. And as I was talking, I had all my hair extensions in and basically a bit of the hair caught on fire. So the whole restaurant was in uproar. And obviously I was on this date. It was so embarrassing. I was like, oh my God, my hair. So it was just singed up. Luckily enough, I got it quick. So, you know, my whole head wasn't on fire, but I did singe a very big bit of my hair.
Okay. So story one, fireball.
Second story. So I was dating this boy for a while and we went back to my cousin's house and obviously we were in the moment and, you know, I was really like pushing down and stuff because I was like, oh yeah, maybe I'm going to come. Anyways, I didn't come. Something else came out. And he was like, God, it's really wet, isn't it? You're really wet. And I was like, yeah, I'm really wet. And I was like, wait, that's not wet. That's actually poo. The boy was like, oh my God, I think you've shit yourself. And I was like, okay, maybe I've shit myself.
Oh my God.
Okay, so first one is on fire. Second one was you shit yourself.
Shit dick.
A shit dick, yeah.
Shit dick.
Third one. I went and got them, you know, them threads in your eyes.
Yeah.
So I went and got like these thread eye lifts and went back with a boy. Obviously was in the moment and didn't realise I wasn't allowed to do anything after getting these threads in my eyes. So I was, you know, doggy. You know, I'm doing that and all of a sudden...
What were you doing? Sorry?
You know, riding, yep. riding, riding. And all of a sudden I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm like, whoa, something's just clicked. And they were like, what? I was like, oh my God, I've just had these threads in, like something's really clicked. Anyways, looked me in the mirror and I had one trippy eyebrow. Because God, I'd been pushing that much, like, you know, really going for it. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Full porn star mode, that basically the thread had snapped and I had one trippy eyebrow.
Okay, so
wow. we've got,
I'm really good at this. I'm really good.
We've got fire, shit and droopy.
Yes.
Okay. Great. All right. Cece.
Questions.
We'll have one question for each story. I haven't got a question about the first one. I have got a similar story myself, though. I set my hair alight. And weirdly enough, it was actually in Thailand.
Oh, my God.
They have candles. Yeah, it was really bad. And I tried to style it out, actually, because you know one of them, oh, it's not too bad, it's not too bad. And I remember going to the toilet and then just pulling bits of my hair out. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So, the second story. Did you carry on? After you shit yourself, did you carry on?
Well, it was, yeah, because it was, like, wet, obviously, we didn't realise until the smell had, like, raised. So, yeah, we did. Yes, we did. And we did the next day. So it didn't put them off. What can I say?
Extra lube. I think you said enough.
Mm. It's very early for this.
Third question. Did you carry on with the droopy eyebrow?
Well, it was... We couldn't carry on because it was the end.
Oh, you'd finished and right, got
yeah.
ya.
Yeah, it was finished and I was like, "Well, wait, it was the end."
Got ya. All right, fine. Well, that's it for me, CC. Mm-hmm.
Do you know
I'm
what?
I'm gonna be really single on after this.
No, you're not. No.
Do you think it puts boys off if you like poo yourself?
I mean, yeah, all it does me. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's hope that's the lie. I reckon the third one's a lie.
I love that we've just skipped all my questions.
Oh, sorry. Cece.
Don't you fucking worry. I'm going to go with the lie is number two.
Dribble?
No, well, Pete, would you say your lie was number three, yeah?
Yeah.
Mine's number two. Go on.
The lie is number one.
Oh, fuck's sake. We both got it wrong. You shit yourself on someone.
Yeah, of course. Who cares? It happens. Listen, we've all been there, girls. Like, you know, there's been pooky a few times. I'm just openly admit.
There's been there a few times.
Like maybe three.
Three times?
I just forget which hole, like, to push from sometimes. So I'm like, wait, am I coming or am I shitting?
Amazing. Well, listen, you've just solidified the fact that you're one of my favourite people in the world. So I absolutely love you and I miss you.
Oh, I love you. Honestly, I love you. It's both of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, lovely. Thank you.
Thank you. Hope you have an amazing day and hopefully I'll see you soon.
100%. See you later, guys. Thanks for having
us. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, she can stay. I like her. She was funny. She can fucking stay.
Yeah, she's great. We love Soph. She's really, really funny. She's got some great stories. She's actually, do you know what? She's really good on that. She's quite wild on night out, which is great. I think that's a great thing. But she's also such a sweet girl.
I feel like our listeners' questions and stories now are not even going to be able to top any or go anywhere near that now. Should we just go straight in with some advice?
Let's go straight in with some advice. So we've got Gabrielle who's looking for some advice. So Gabrielle, you dirty bitch, what have you got for us?
So I'm having a bit of a predicament in that I've been with my partner now for about a year and don't get me wrong, the sex is great, but I would really like to introduce toys into the bedroom. I really like using them by myself, but I think that my partner might take it the wrong way if I ask to start bringing them into the bedroom. He's quite proud of his sexual performance, and I think he will take it as that he's not good enough, but we've been together a year. It's time to spice things up a little bit. So please give me some advice on how I should approach this.
Interesting. What? So let's, because there's so many different toys. And I think the type of toy plays a part in how the partner might respond. So Pete, what would be an inoffensive toy to bring into the bedroom? If a girl, if you're with your partner for a year and she's like, I want to bring some in, what would you be like? Yeah.
Lego.
Interesting. Where would that go?
Who knows? Hey. I don't see this as a big prop, but maybe listen, that's just me, maybe, but I don't see, I think just whack a dildo out and fucking see what happens. Do you know what I mean? Like, what's the worst that can happen? Listen, men know that women use toys.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why he would have it. I don't see it as offensive to me if she wants, like, if a girl wants me to use a dildo on her, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't compute that as being a problem, to be honest with you.
I don't see it as a problem. I would say, because you've been with this person a year, you know this person better than anyone else.
Yeah,
right? Kinky as fuck, bring it out. If they're not that kinky, then maybe you need to have a chat first, because it might just completely freak them out if you bring it out. It depends on, like, on the partner. You know, if you've got someone that's like fucking well up for it, and then just whack it out. I think it would be quite exciting and spontaneous, and it will definitely spice up your sex life. If that person's not in that way and you think that maybe they prefer a chat, then talk first and maybe go shopping together. I've done that with an ex before.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. That's a good way of bringing it up, to go shopping together. And but even just reassuring someone that actually it's something that turns you on, as opposed to it being saying, you know.
What turns someone on more than anything? Seeing your partner turned on.
Yeah, exactly. Geez. And I think that's probably a good thing. If it's something that you want, then do you know what would really turn me on is if, you know, you watch me fuck myself with a dildo or whatever else. Say it would turn me on because, exactly. If that turns you on, then I imagine that should turn him on, because I find it I find it a massive turn on if the person I'm having sex with is really turned on, obviously.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the way to do it. Sex is one of the things that people don't like talking about, because it's still a bit fucking taboo or whatever else. It shouldn't be. Sex, everyone fucking enjoys sex. Sex is fucking good. You said that. Tell him what you want. Tell him what you like.
Yeah.
And then tell him the reasons why you want that, because you just said it's not because he's inadequate. So tell him that. It's absolutely fine. For the way you've just explained it to us is absolutely fine. It's not that he's not hitting the spot. It's just something that you want to, you know, you want to do and you want to try. And if he doesn't like it, it doesn't work out, then you don't do it again. Fine.
Yeah.
It is what it is. The sex is still good.
Yeah.
But you should be able to talk to him about it.
We really go into detail with these, don't we? We really care. We really, we think about it. And then we're like, hold on, we thought about it a bit more. Add some more.
So I don't know if we've answered that bit of advice there, Gabrielle.
Hopefully we have.
Let us know how you get on.
Yeah, send us a video, and if you want us to analyze that, we're good at this stuff.
We're
not professionals, but we're good.
Yes, exactly. We are. Yes.
Yes. We are. Pete's like, yes.
Yeah, we are. Dirty bitch. Gabrielle, you dirty bitch. Love that. And listen, happy fucking.
Yeah, happy fucking.
Happy fucking.
Right. Is it that time?
Yeah,
it's time. Hang on. You've got to tell everyone where they can find us.
I'm going to do it.
I was just tricking you there. He's on Fanta bus today. Go on,
go. Oh, fucking. They call us Bant and Dick. Bant and Dick. We are funny. We are Bantosaurus Rex, Bant and Dick. Whoa. The Archbishop of Banterbury. Fucking hate it when people talk like that. It really fucks me off. It makes me want to punch them in the face. Thank you to everyone that has listened to Danger and FUBAR.
Thank you.
Gabrielle for asking our advice. Hopefully we helped. It's unlikely we did, but hopefully we did. If anyone else would like to tell us a dating story, or you would like some advice from two fucking idiots like me and Cece, then please email us at thedatingshow@fubarradio.com. You can also keep up with everything we are doing on Instagram, which is the home, the HQ, the hub of everything The Dating Show, which is the dating_show. That is it from myself and Cece for this week.
This is it. Do you know what I'm thinking? I'm looking at my hair thinking I need to get my roots done. They're pretty fucking bad, aren't they?
No, I like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
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 All right, I'll leave it there. I like it. Yeah.
Cece is coming home soon for everyone She's coming.
She's coming home. And I'm a different person. I'm brand new.
She's a brand new person.
I'm brand spanking.
Well, I, for one, can't wait to see you. And it's made my week, knowing that I have a date when you will be home.
I can't wait.
And it means that within the months,
We're going to be drinking tequila together.
I'm going to be throwing tequila down your throat.
Yeah. Boom, boom, get it. Yeah, I like it.
Boom, boom, get it. Yeah.
Boom, boom, get it. Yeah.
Boom, boom, get it. Yeah.
I'm going to bring you back a bottle of this tequila that I've been drinking from this wonderful place called Lola's. It's Mexican tequila and it's yeah, it's like, it's called a pink butterfly and it's like a purpley pink. Yeah, it's get you drunk, boy.
You're going to get me drunk?
You're going to get me drunk.
I'm going to be drunk. You're going to be drunk. We're going to be drunk.
We're going to be drunk, boy.
We're going to be drunk, boy.
We're going to be real drunk now, boy.
You're going to be drunk. I'm going to be drunk. We're going to be drunk.
Real drunk now.
Okay, bye then.
Bye.